You asked to see me, Mrs. Peterson?
Yes, I've been looking at the numbers. Harry, I thought I could trust you as my manager, but I realize you've been squandering all our money. What have you been doing with all the profits? You've got 3 hours to get your records in order, bring them to me, and then clear out. You're fired.
I was kind of afraid of this. My reputation is now ruined. I'll never get another corporate position. I'm going to have to sell my house. What am I going to do? I'm not strong enough for manual labor. I'm too ashamed to ask my kids, and they're a little young to take me in anyway. I know. Does anybody here have some outstanding loans with my boss?
I do.
Mr. Jones, of course. Thank you. How much do you owe us?
$80,000.
$80,000. Good. My boss would like to reduce that to $40,000.
That's wonderful. Why is she doing that?
It's her Jubilee special. She does it every 50 years.
I didn't realize she was that old. Thanks a lot for letting me know about this offer. I won't forget this. And if I can do anything for you, just let me know. I have a nice condo on Waikiki if you want to use it.
Thank you for the offer. Now, who else? Does anybody else owe my boss money?
I do.
Mrs. Smith.
Hey.
How much do you owe?
$60,000.
$60,000. Good. Well, I will tell you, my boss values your business, so she's going to change that to $40,000.
Thank you so much. Your boss clearly understands the challenges of the working class. She ought to run for office. Maybe she could take care of that national debt.
Well, I'm not sure this is the way to do it. But I'm glad I could help.
Thank you for doing this, and let me know if there's anything I can ever do for you. You know, I've got a timeshare in Aspen, and I really don't use it that much. Just let me know if you want to take it.
Hey, thank you.
No problem.
I might just take her up on that. Let's see. Mrs. Peterson, here are the books.
You know, it's very strange, Harry. I was planning to take you to court for your mismanagement, but all morning we've been getting these positive postings on Facebook from our customers saying our company is the best one to do business with. They say that I really understand the challenges of working people and have shown great sensitivity in my leadership. Did you by any chance do a little adjustment with their loan principles? I thought so. Very shrewd. I should be mad, but I think I came out a winner. Too bad about you. What will you do now?
I'm trying to decide if I'm going to snorkel or ski.
I wonder what that meant.
Well, that dramatization is an interpretation, of course. It might answer one of the many questions in this gospel lesson, which is why did the owner praise the manager? Well, maybe it helped her out too. But beyond that, why did Jesus tell this story? And what are we meant to learn from it? Well, some of you might have seen a movie some years ago called The Truman Story. The Truman Show, and it starred Jim Carrey. And Truman, Jim Carrey, was the star of the most popular TV show in the history of television, but he didn't know it. He was the star of a reality show that began when he was born and lasted through his adulthood on this island of Sea Haven off of Florida. Only there was no such island. And what Truman didn't realize was he was living in a huge TV set with a dome over him that simulated weather and with a simulated ocean even. He didn't realize that everyone, his friends, even his wife, were actors. Now, there was a real world, just outside the bubble, where people with headphones were recording and broadcasting everything he did. Two worlds. I wonder if Jesus told us this story to describe one way we can live, like the manager and the owner. We live for ourselves. We want to be a winner at the expense of others, but we want to be a winner. This is the way, he said, we live when we live like children of this generation. But there's another way to live. To live for Christ and therefore for others. And this way, Jesus calls living as children of the light. Now, Truman was trapped in his world. He didn't know it even, but finally he begins to know it. But he's trapped. And in some ways, we are also trapped in the world of the self, in the self-absorbed world that we live in, because we are encouraged to have our own personal educational goals, our own personal career goals, our own personal fitness program. We're to use our abilities so that we can be as good as we can, you know, be all that you can be. It seems that the purpose of life is ourselves, to succeed in whatever we want to do. Truman, and that seems very natural, doesn't it? That seems right. Truman thought his world was right and natural. But he found a way out of his world by accident. How do we find our way out of this world of self-absorption? To be children of the light. Well, Jesus gives us at least two pieces of advice and one promise. The first thing he says is, be shrewd. Now, usually we don't think of that as a positive feature. But of course, a person who's shrewd is observant, they're focused, they're persistent. And we saw that with the owner and the manager. They were focused on themselves. But what would it look like to focus on the kingdom of God? I think we all know people, and sometimes we are those people, who are focused on other people, who anticipate another person's needs, and they're there for them. I know you're going on a trip next week. Do you need a ride to the airport? I heard you're under the weather. Can I take the kids for the afternoon so you can have a little rest? Or, I found this book for you. I know it's what you've been dealing with, and I thought this might help. We know people like that. We know people who are focused on the greater community. In this area, they might be people who notice the hardships of the poor, how hard it is for them to get to work because we have limited public transportation, or how hard it is for them to have homes because we have limited affordable housing. And they see this and they try to change that. We know people who are focused on sharing the gospel. And they might ask questions like, what can we do to be more welcoming to people who are gay and lesbian and want to worship with us? Or, what could we do with these pews to make more room for someone in a wheelchair so they're more comfortable when they come? We know these people. They're people who focus on others. This is what we can do when we use our shrewdness to focus on the kingdom of God. So we should be shrewd. And then Jesus says, and this is so hard to understand, he says, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth. Well, the commentators and the scholars are all over the place with this one, but one person suggested maybe dishonest should be thought of as temporary. But even if you think of that, is Jesus telling us to buy our friends? And we know that's not true. He's telling us that we need friends. He's telling us that we need the Christian community. That the Christian community is where we learn to share and forgive and support each other. I suspect that Jesus was speaking to a group of people, And Luke, years later, was writing to a group of people just like us who are very independent. And Jesus needed to tell them, get out, take a risk, get involved with your community. That's what we do when we are children of the light. Well, this is hard advice to follow. And so, thankfully, Jesus also gives us a promise. His promise is all based on the word welcome. In the story of the dishonest manager, he was welcomed by the clients. He was welcomed into their homes or their condos or their timeshares, not because they had to do that. It was a gift to them, to him. They welcomed him, and their welcome was his salvation. Jesus welcomes us into an eternal home. That is a world, a life of knowing we are forgiven and loved. And it begins here and it extends through eternity. If we're to learn anything from this story today, it is that we do not own our lives to live for ourselves. We are managers of the world that God owns to live for others. But we do own one thing. By the grace of God, we own one thing. By Jesus' death and resurrection, he gave us. Not that we earned it. He gave us a new identity as children of light, as children of God. And that's all we have. And that's all we need. Amen.